On this Christmas day, I'd like to take you to the little town of Bethlehem, where tradition says Jesus was born,
and where Fatty Katan was born. Is that true?
Good morning.
Fatty Katan is a gourmet chef in the heart of Bethlehem. I went there a few days ago because I wanted to see the city at Christmas time through his eyes and his kitchen.
We're in the middle of the old city, in my great-great-grandparents' house.
Give us a little aerial view here, because we have an incredible view.
So on your left, you can see two bell towers. In Bethlehem, most Christian denominations are represented.
How do you sleep? Is this every hour?
I am in a tug of war with those sounds. Basically, I'm an insomniac. So I do wake up at 5:15, 5:30. The mosque and the churches go off at 5:30.
He got back from London just the other night. He's opening a restaurant there next month, dedicated to Palestinian cuisine with a modern twist. On the brunch menu, there's going to be a dish Bethlehemites eat only at Christmas time. And that's what we're making today. We walk out the back door, right into the open-air market, to buy the ingredients.
So now we're in the middle of the market.
Yeah, your stairs lead right into the market.
Yep. Allah salma.
Everyone's greeting you, welcoming you back home.
Yes. That's the beauty of Bethlehem. It's a little town. You know, the little town of Christmas is still a little town. I very often smile when I am in the U.S. And people talk about Bethlehem as if it was a myth. Bethlehem's a real city with real people. People who live in Bethlehem are Arabs who speak Arabic, who are one of the oldest Christian communities in the world, maybe the oldest. Hello. And that's our spice shop.
Marhaba, hello.
Hello.
The wall is covered in spice jars.
Yogurt spice, kidra spice, falafel spice, butter spice. The one that's hidden here, this is called church incense, but it's actually frankincense.
One of the gifts of the wise men to the baby Jesus.
And this incense, I'm obsessed with this now. And I'm trying to create a dish with this.
He's thinking maybe a frankincense cocktail.
Smell it.
Wow.
Actually, don't smell it. Taste it. Take that smell and imagine what it tastes like. It's the smell of pines. It's the smell of forest. So I think it's a challenge I'll get to the bottom of soon.
Today, we're making a kind of sweet porridge called Burbara, named after St. Barbara, or Santa Barbara.
Burbara. The story is that Barbara was the daughter of a pagan king. She converted to Christianity. Her dad wasn't happy about it. Basically sent his soldiers looking for her. She hid in a field of wheat, and the wheat grew to cover her. That's the story. I don't believe in myths, but I love the dish. So basically, we slow cook.
We get wheat pearls, raisins, dried apricots, candied anise seeds and fennel seeds, and head back to his kitchen.
So it's wheat and sugar, and we're going to let them nicely cook. In 20 minutes, we'll add the fennel and the anise ground spices, and then the dried fruits, half of them go in at the same time. It'll cook for another 20 minutes. And then we use the rest of the dried fruits and the candy to decorate little balls, which we'll then enjoy together. So now we wait for 20 minutes. And what do we do in the Arab world when we wait? We have coffee.
We drink our coffee on the balcony. Past the bell towers is a newer feature of the landscape, a barrier in the Israeli-occupied West Bank.
It's crazy to think that we are in most probably the holiest city in the world for Christians. There's a freaking wall at the entrance of the city, a barbed wire wall.
So this wall that Israel built during the 2000s, during the Palestinian Intifada, a lot of attacks happening inside Israel, and they build a wall that around Bethlehem is an actual cement, tall cement wall.
12 meters high. Yes, there were a lot of Palestinian attacks, but the wall has never stopped attacks.
A series of lethal Palestinian attacks on Israelis this year sparked Israeli military raids. This year has been the deadliest year for Palestinians in the West Bank in 17 years.
What is changing? Nothing. It's worse and worse.
He says he used to think Palestinians should have their own country, and Israelis should have their own too. But now he wants to live together in one country.
What I'd love to see, you see this little garden?
Yeah.
That I planted 20 years ago. It's a nice mess. There's oranges and olives and acacias and cherries and figs. What I'd love to see is this, in this part of the world. That mess.
A beautiful mess of a garden.
Yes. That mess which we are. If we look at who the Palestinians and the Israelis are, we are a remains of 100,000 cultures. We have been occupied by every single civilization around the Mediterranean and beyond. Maybe it's time we stop doing ghettos.
As a Palestinian, he needs an Israeli permit to enter Jerusalem. Things were more fluid when he was a kid. He'd go from Bethlehem to Jerusalem, where his school shared a wall with a Hasidic Jewish school.
One of my English teacher, actually, was a Canadian lady of Jewish faith, and we'd have jelly donuts. And actually, let's be honest, the jelly in them is pretty disgusting. But it is a memory of childhood. And, you know, we all have these foods from childhood where we know they're disgusting, but we still like them and we find them endearing. So if you would have gotten jelly donuts for Hanukkah, I would have loved eating one. I had a whole set of dark plates.
The borbara is ready. It tastes like comfort food. It's warm and sweet. Kind of tastes like porridge.
Mm.
Fadi Katan says for him, Christmas is his memories of his grandmother, sharing her Christmas cakes with the community in Bethlehem.
My grandmother wrote a nice little book of stories, and one of the stories was about Christmas and how she celebrated Christmas in her father's house. The book was called Lekei Lanensa, Lest We Forget. Sorry. If I celebrate Christmas, it's because of what she taught me. But I think today's the first time you're tasting borbara. I'm going to celebrate joy with you. That's the power of food. The power of food is not getting people together. It's transmitting joy to people.
Fadi Katan is a chef in Bethlehem. His restaurant, Akub, opens in London next month.